For decades, the Florida High School Athletics Association has been the group in Florida regulating high school sports. But Republican Representative Ross Spano says it's time to tweak the system. And by tweak, he means capping what the FHSAA charges and allowing schools to join other sporting groups.
Tweaks are necessary to ensure effective operation. Doesn't matter whether you're the FHSAA or you're a business or you're government. Over a period of time, things kind of tend to take on a life of their own with a large organization, so sometimes it's necessary to tweak and hold them accountable. And as a legislature, having given them the authority, it's our responsibility now to make sure that the tweaks are appropriate.
Proponents say the move will help schools of similar sizes compete instead of the current structure that has all schools under one umbrella. The Florida legislature has tried for years to change the FHSAA structure, but few of those plans have succeeded. Critics of the association claim it's too strict when it comes to student eligibility and too aggressive in fining schools. Others say the organization claims to be a nonprofit but has millions of dollars in the bank. During a previous hearing on the bill, FHSAA leader Roger Deering defended his organization.
I'm going to give you a big broad brush. All those fees and dues and so forth that we collect in every area amounts to $2.6 million a year. And we spend $5.2 million a year. So we don't collect more than what it costs us to do it. The difference comes in from our sponsorships.
The House is poised to quickly move on the bill. Representative Spano says he doesn't have a problem with the organization, but he thinks the measure would help student athletes.
This is a little something that we can do to help some students in Florida. I think we should do it. It appears as if the effort in opposition to the bill, and believe me, there is a very strong effort in opposition to this bill. You didn't see it today. It appears as if the efforts are being focused on the Senate side.
To that end, powerful lobbyist Ron Book has been recruited to help the FHSAA out. On the other side of the issue is the Sunshine State Athletics Conference, which has often criticized the FHSAA for not working with it. Democratic State Senator Bill Monford has previously served on the FHSAA's board of directors, and he notes there are several related high school sports bills before lawmakers.
A lot of people my age, and maybe a little younger, look back on their own experience, and they see high school athletics as almost a period of innocence, if you will. It's almost like seeing the little yellow bus traveling down a country road with a little bit of dust behind it, you know, compared today to somebody driving up in a BMW and sliding in sideways. Times have changed.
Another bill would allow students to cross school district lines to play sports, something that has historically been frowned upon. Monford notes kids are more focused on a single sport these days, and he adds for many of those kids, high school athletics is the audition for college or a shot at the pro level. For WFSU News, I'm Len Hatter.